All right, listen to this, guys. Normally when BET does award shows, they'll have people do tributes for them, you know, and then at the end, then they'll sing some of their own songs. That's usually how it's done by the honoree. Well, forget about that, because Sunday night, it was all about the queen of hip-hop and R&B, one and only Miss Mary J. Blige. So who better to do a tribute to Mary than Mary, okay?
Come on.
I don't see nobody else who's going to do that.
Better than...
Sing okay. And dance, yes. The whole time?
That's a bad girl,
I
man.
I love when she dances. Go, Mary. I love it. So she refers...
Hey, huh? did her butt cheek fall out while she was dancing?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, her cheeks were exposed. She had on some really, really short shorts, though. She had on some booty cutters. Yeah. She did.
I mean, yes.
She looked good, though.
It's going to be that come out.
Yeah.
That's going to come out like that. That was meant to be?
Yeah.
For me, it was nice. I'm just asking, was that?
You married, too.
Okay.
Just want you please. Remember that part, too.
Thank you, Junior. Yeah. And I loved her speech. I really loved Mary's speech.
That was that 411 booty right there. That was that one. That was that 411 booty right there.
Shut up, stupid.
Huh?
In her speech, hers was one of the ones I loved besides Tyler Perry's at the BET Awards, because Mary, she received the Lifetime Achievement Award given to her by, Rihanna. I love me some Rihanna, too.
Oh, my God.
Rocking her Fenty line. Did you see
I
that?
Saw that?
Yes, yes.
Some mobile.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Booty giving it off to booty. The BET Awards know what they're doing. Boy, booty hands it off to booty.
But I love this. When Mary received her award, in her acceptance speech, she said this. She said, she referred to herself, I loved it, as a leader, as a queen, and as a living legend. And who could disagree with that? Who can disagree with that?
Yeah. Nobody can disagree with that.
All right.
She is the truth, man.
And then she took the mic and proved it, baby. Yes, ma'am.
Grabbed the mic and gave it to her.
And then dropped that 411 right up in there.
And then right when she was dancing, she hit that left step and a booty cheek fell out.
Boom.
I was like, look at that.
Stop.
Oh, my God. Right, Mary do care about it. Because when Mary going through something, we all go through something. And I
Mary,
was going through it.
When you go on tour next time, if you need a booty boy, I'm here.
Man.
I love her. Thigh-high boots and doing her dance, doing her, and everybody in the audience, go, Mary.
Yeah. Go, Mary.
Yeah, that was the moment for me. That was really, I loved it. I just absolutely loved it.
Shirley Jr., I had the privilege, Jackie and I had the privilege of going to a Tyler Perry party in Los Angeles. This was some years back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, oh, my God. And Tyler comes out and, you know, welcomes everybody to the party and everything. I'm just blown away because we're at Tyler's house. This is the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tyler said, you know what? I promised y'all I was going to have some type of entertainment. So I tried to put a little something together. Out from behind this curtain comes Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And rocked this party for an hour. I said, now that's how you throw a party.
Yes.
Mary J. Blige, baby. Boots on and all. Let's get it.
She's phenomenal. Also, we do want to thank, we want to acknowledge Nipsey Hussle's family for accepting his humanitarian award at the BET Awards on Sunday. He was honored posthumously for his work as a community activist and entrepreneur in his Crenshaw community in L.A. His mother, Angelique Smith, talked about learning of Nipsey's death and the spirituality of it all. She's a very, very spiritual and deep woman.
Mm-hmm.
While his father thanked BET, Nipsey's dad said, I wish my son could be here. Thank you, BET. He wanted to be here so badly, and last year he made it to perform here, and we were so happy for him, and you recognize him, and we appreciate that. Yeah. Marsha Ambrosius, rapper YG, DJ Khaled, and John Legend, of course, performed a musical tribute to Nipsey Hussle. Yeah.
And his grandmother spoke, too.
Yeah, she spoke beautifully.
She did.
I'd like to see a story on this guy. You know,
I can see it being a movie.
I would think it would be in the works.
I can see this being a movie.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely worth making. Mm-hmm. It's definitely worth making.
Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.